A brief outline of the sermonettes. Delivered over radio station Cora, Eugene, Oregon the week beginning October 9, 1933 by Herbert W. Armstrong. Tuesday morning, October 10, 1933, sixth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Text, Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. That gospel we shall be bringing to you the rest of the week. Everyone begins to sense some great, mysterious change coming over the world. Conditions cannot continue on, in this seething of despair, chaos, of revolution, of fear, of war over the world, indefinitely. The future looks black. We are now witnessing the collapse of man's efforts to govern himself without God. The word God does not appear in the League of Nations covenant, it has failed abysmally. God's blessing was not invoked, nor his divine guidance asked at the recent London Economic Conference, it failed. Today we witness the absurd spectacle of starvation in the midst of the greatest plenty ever known. Our system has collapsed. Business and commerce has broken down. Our banking structure has collapsed, and the same has happened in every other nation. Politics is corrupt, full of graft. Crime runs rampant. Social conditions were never so corrupt, morals so lax and loose. Such a civilization, such a system of government, business, and society is doomed. It cannot go on indefinitely. After describing, prophetically, these very conditions of today 1900 years ago, Luke 21:25-28, Jesus said, verse 31, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. The kingdom of God, then, is today nigh at hand. What is that kingdom? Who will rule it? Who will constitute it? Daniel tells us something about it. Back about 600 BC, while Daniel, a young Hebrew, was a captive at Babylon, capital of the Chaldean Empire, which then ruled the world, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. The God of heaven revealed the dream, and its interpretation, to Daniel. In this dream the king had beheld a great image. The story of it runs throughout the second chapter of Daniel. Verse 32 and 33 sum up a description of the image. Daniel 2:32: this image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. And in the 38th to 40th verses the interpretation is summarized. Daniel 2:38-40. Thou art this head of gold, Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. All Bible students recognize that Nebuchadnezzar's Chaldean Empire was the head of gold, the next kingdom was the Persian Empire, or Medo-Persia, symbolized by the breast and arms of silver, and Alexander the Great and his Macedonia kingdom called Greece, divided at his death into four great divisions, was the third kingdom of brass, while the Roman Empire was the fourth great world kingdom, strong as iron, the greatest war-making power the world has ever known. The Roman Empire is symbolized by legs of iron, and feet part of iron and part of clay. The ten toes, verses 41 to 43, represent the ten successive stages of government that have ruled the Roman government since the fall of the original in 476 AD, and carry up until this very day. The ninth toe, representing the dynasty started by Garibaldi in 1870, continuing to the present reign of King Emmanuel. The tenth and final toe has already appeared and is in actual power today in the new dynasty and system of Mussolini. Now notice verses 44 and 45. Daniel 2, and in the days of these kings, somewhere between King Nebuchadnezzar back in 600 BC and Mussolini of today, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Now notice. Some apply the kingdom of God to the church. These kingdoms were powerful world empires, literal governments. Why think the kingdom God is to set up would be anything else? This kingdom of God is to break in pieces, and to consume all these other kingdoms, and verse 35 says it will spread till it ultimately fills the whole earth. The church never did, and never will, break in pieces and consume the literal governments or kingdoms of this earth and fill the whole earth. The kingdom of God succeeds all these other kingdoms, for they are broken in pieces and destroyed when it is set up. The kingdom of God is a real literal kingdom yet to be established upon this earth, and it is to stand forever. Now who will be the king of this coming kingdom? Turn with me to the first chapter of Luke, the 26th and the 27th verses. The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus. And he said to her, verses 30-33, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." David's throne was on this earth, and at Jerusalem. "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Jesus, then, was born to be a king. He was to rule over the house of Jacob forever, there was to be no end of his kingdom, and he shall sit on the throne of David, which was on the earth. Jesus himself claimed to king, said he was born to be a king. He was being tried before Pilate on the day he was crucified. Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth." John 18:37. Daniel pictures the giving of this kingdom over to Christ, in the 13th and 14th verses of the 7th chapter. "And there was given unto him dominion, and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him." When the kingdom of God is set up, all people, all nations, all languages, will serve Christ. Has that ever happened during this church age? Again we see the church cannot be the kingdom of God. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. And the thought that gives us joy and hope is the promise that the overcomers will share with Jesus all the glory, riches, and power of that glorious everlasting kingdom. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever. Daniel 7:18. See also the 27th verse. Note the kingdom is not in heaven but under the whole heaven on the earth. Notice the wonderful promise in Revelation 3:21, "To him that overcometh," Jesus says, "will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne." And again in 2 Timothy 2:12, "If we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him." Jesus is soon going to return to this earth to set up this wonderful everlasting kingdom to replace these broken down, corrupt kingdoms of today. Just before he ascended to heaven, he stood upon the Mount of Olives talking with his disciples. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Two angels appeared and said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, whom they handled, who had flesh and bone, who had stood and talked with them, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Acts 1:9-11. He went personally, physically, bodily. He shall come the same way. Note, we'll be glad to send further scriptures on subject of second coming of Christ upon request. Available first from Friends of the Sabbath website www.friendsofsabbath.org.